And in this video, I'm going to be critiquing another video by JR Talks, who is talking about how utterly pissed off they are about the McDonald's prices going completely crazy and through the roof, and crime in California, and how Gavin Newsom doesn't really seem that effective in doing anything about it, and pointing out overall, my overlying message is that this person doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. So, what this is about, basically, is we have a guy here who's talking about how horrible and terrible it is that the prices for McDonald's burgers and all that jazz is through the roof. Absolutely insane. It's incredibly crazy. And I'm not necessarily saying that they're wrong in that respect. What I am saying, though, where the problem lies, it's kind of like this. Okay, this is the overall gist of it. This person complaining about high burger prices, crime, people's cars being broken into in San Francisco, various other problems in California, anything that deviates from the so-called California dream. Making a current comparison to your complaints versus the reality of the real world, this is like throwing a bunch of foxes into a fucking chicken house, and then when all the chickens are dying, you start complaining and whining about it.
Yeah, you put these foxes in here a few days ago. You're killing all my... Something's happening to my chickens. This isn't right. I'm gonna call the governor.
No, you don't need to call the governor. You just have to look at this situation where you have like car break-ins and they're through the roof. You have a lot of break-ins. You have a lot of property theft, and all this shit is going on for the simple reason that people are fucking desperate because they're broke. Okay? They're broke. Unlike you, the person, you know, running this, and I'm not, I want to make clear, I don't mean to be picking on this guy in particular, but it's maybe this one and people of his ilk that are spewing this regurgitated, basically, conservative talking points, Fox noise bullshit, you know, I don't know, and I'm not picking on them either because I'm not partisan. But I'm just saying that all these things, this nitpicking of data, we've been doing this shit for 30, 40 plus years. Okay. And it's not right. It is a blame the victim mentality. For instance, when you're looking at how, Twilly D and Twilly Dumb. I'm sure these two gals, with their 15-second soundbite, And we got a guy here who's Colin Nolan. Yeah, Conan. He's going to come to the fucking rescue. He's going to straighten everything out, dude. No. Everybody's broke. Everybody knows everybody's broke. The system's broke. And what they, once again, from the old Reagan years, and I know about this playbook, because I fucking was around, okay? And they all want to blame the workers. And how is this? Because all of these bitches that are rich and they don't own one McDonald's,
you're crying at my suppliers,
horseshit. A lot of these people own multiple stores, and it's not unusual to have 7, 10, 12, or more. In my area alone, one dude owns 22 fucking McDonald's. Now, ask yourself this simple question, okay?
Okay.
Does a person need, I'm talking about need, 22 fucking stores to even raise a family of four? I don't think so. It's called fucking greed. So local, and that's, and think about this. That's just the McDonald's. That's not all the other places. That's just the fucking McDonald's. So, you know, no one can get ahead. Joe Schmo, he can't get a loan to open his own burger joint. No, because they've all been, you know, taken out of the equation because the rich asshole has to have 22 stores. Of course, no, he doesn't. But there's no antitrust laws. There's nothing. There's nothing on the books to protect you and I. But then people of this ilk, this guy doing the video, then he wants to turn around and piss and moan and cry. The whole fucking world's coming to an end. And we just saw a combo meal at $18. Damn workers. It's not the workers. The workers make shit wages. The workers. Maybe the next little rung up, they throw a few more crumbs to the management, middle management of a place. But they don't really make shit either. It's the owners. He doesn't own 22 stores.
Because I only make one nickel a day at each store. My profit ratios are so slim, they're so narrow, I barely make a nickel a day.
If you are of the thin mentality that you believe that bullshit, as the old joke goes, I've got some wonderful, beautiful beachfront property for you in Yuma, Arizona. This is what I mean. It's what I'm talking about. People who don't, are not old enough, they don't know. Either they don't know, or they're in denial, or a combination of the two. I don't know which. But I'm telling you, not knowing your ass from a hole in the ground, it's saying, yeah, and there's primarily, you'll notice, when you go to the owners, these pricks that own like, you know, 7, 10, 12, 15 fucking stores, and all they ever talk about is labor.
We would love to have Happy Meals and help the American people. But we would love to. But this labor's just killing us. And you know, we barely get by on just the slimmest of margins. And
you could hear, cue in the background violin music. And this guy here, then he wants to like say he wants to go to Gabby Newsom. Now, here's what Gabby's good at. If you want to see, he actually is, it's in very slow motion. But if you speed this film up, this section that I'm talking about, the bob to the left and the bob to the right, and he does this whole shoulder thing, and it's a dance. If you watch it, it's really funny, but just speed it up. He's actually doing a dance. And that doesn't surprise me because the poster boy of the woke left here, Gabby, handsome Gabby, is a good looking dude. And he's very tech savvy. He's just savvy. He is slick. He's all that. He's also going to have a hard time explaining that missing, I don't know, 24, was it 24 million or 24 billion? Who fucking knows? Explaining that, Gabby. Because who knows? Who knows what the hell is up with these people? He may just see the writing on the wall and say, the hell this, I'm getting out of Dodge. I'm going to take the money and run, baby. Wouldn't put it past him because they're all crooks and criminals, of course, all of them. Not partisan, just saying, all of them. And you could bet your sweet ass Gabby is too. But yeah, I'm trying to tell you, it's not that. What they're telling you it is not what it is. What it is fucking greed. Okay? Okay. And now it's time for a brief message for our sponsors, you. Did you know that university studies have proven conclusively, without a doubt, that if just 1% of the American population were to tune in and subscribe to the Ernest Mann Show, that it would end
overpriced burgers?
Now back to the show.
It's greed on the part of the shareholders who sit on their ass and collect money from them their shares. And if you, anyone listen, if you happen to be one of those people, well, screw you too. Because I just think it's a terrible, horrible thing and disingenuous and dishonest and everything else for people to sit on ass. And they have the audacity to talk about welfare people, to sit on your ass and do nothing and still make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or a month or whatever it is the hell these people do. So that is coming from the McDonald's and all the other fast foodies and all these places to a bunch of people who sit on ass and do nothing. And then you have guys like this talking and this RJ dude. And they are their, ironically, their defenders, their sycophants that are saying, well, we need to crack down on these laborers because you're just killing everything. No, you might want to try eliminating, you know, the fact that they have, through antitrust laws and limitations, some kind of regulation, which there's none, of the thievery that, you know, within a, I don't know, 5-mile radius, say you can't have more than 2 stores. And that way, the idea being, Joe Schmo, maybe he wants to open a pizza joint or a burger joint, you know? No, he can't do that because there's 5,000 fucking Pizza Huts. And pizza this and pizza that and boop, 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 boop. So a person, a humble person that just wants one to feed their family, where the family could work, their own family, that's been destroyed. And guys like this, and again, I'm not picking specifically on this guy, but I'm saying their fatal flaw, as far as this is concerned, is they just don't get it. And that's what I'm trying to help you do. To get it. And you probably will. Or you probably do. Anywho, thank you for tuning in. If you got any questions, comments, do you think they're, what I'm saying is good, bad, I'm crazy, you know, crazy as cornflakes, or whatever your opinion may be, say something, say it loud, say it proud, drop me a line. Until next Monday or Friday, if this isn't Ernest, what is?